Last week, Lee Sterling, who is a professional handicapper, he came on. Rob Pizzola was unable to come on last week, and so we went to the bullpen, and Lee Sterling was lights out.
Did his thug thizzle, as we say.
He did his thug thizzle.
I don't think you say it.
I'm not even certain what I said.
Don't look at me.
You can find him at ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. He was, last week, let's see, he was a winner on the under Hurricanes and Georgia Tech, which we had, by the way, and it looked hairy there for a moment.
Early on.
He told us Notre Dame over Florida State, winner. He told us the Green Bay Packers over the Dolphins, that was his big play of the week, winner. He told us Indiana over Maryland in college. He won that game by a hook. He had told us, I think it was -1.5, and they won by 2. And then he had one loser in the bunch, Tulane and East Carolina. He had Tulane -14. So he was 4-1. How do you not invite a guest back who wins you money?
That's 80%?
80%.
You got to ride with 80%.
So Lee Sterling, again, you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
Very good. How are you? I mean, we're good. You won us money last week. So
I'm doing great.
We're good.
What happens is when you win, it's quiet. No one wants to bother you. When you lose, you get peppered with tweets, emails.
Yeah.
So a little bit easier to win and study and relax and keep winning.
You're a UM guy, by the way. We talked about this last week. I think you said your daughter's a cheerleader on the UM football squad. What do you make of what's gone on the past 4 weeks under Mark Richt? Because you want to talk about being under a microscope and getting the tweets and all the vitriol directed at you. Mark Richt is getting that.
Well, it's obviously not good. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But there is still talent there. The biggest problem with coaches is they just can't admit when they have failed at something or they've made a mistake. And you know, some people think these guys are, you know, the end all, but you know, most of these guys, you know, didn't get a PhD. They're not practicing medicine. They're football coaches, and they have ties to certain coaches. You know, what we saw with Al Golden, he was tied to Mark D'Onofrio, didn't want to cut him loose, cost him his job, and I think eventually he's either going to have to bring in an offensive coordinator or put some great people around him. I'm talking about as a quarterback coach, maybe bring in a Ken Dorsey or bring in a really good offensive line coach and just change some things. You can't run the same offense that was run 30 years ago. When I was in high school, they were running a Veer offense. It's not run anymore. Run the spread. You got to find a difference maker at quarterback, and that's what people thought he was going to be able to do. That was kind of his calling card, and finding some real good guys. And look what he left behind at Georgia. So he had found some really good quarterbacks over the last 12 to 15 years. Now he needs to find the guy, because even if you don't have a great offensive line, you can mask a lot of weaknesses with a great quarterback.
Yeah, who did we talk to today? Oh, Houston Nutt. Houston Nutt pretty much said the same thing. It's going to begin and end with a quarterback.
Right.
If you have a good quarterback, and he does have a roster of quarterbacks
that he's brought in. That's at every level right
pretty
now.
Pretty much. Yeah. If you have a great quarterback, can mask a lot of deficiencies elsewhere. Let me try to get into the money winning here. Lee Sterling is with us. Let me start in the NBA. I want to get to football, but quickly, let me start in the NBA. The Miami Heat, who have not looked great lately, are 2-point favorites tonight in Brooklyn. Do you like that game?
I actually do. It's a game that I'm actually giving my clients, and I think it's a good spot here. I like good coaching staffs after they've lost a couple games, and obviously you'd like to have Dwayne Wade there, but I think they have enough pieces to beat a Brooklyn team who's without one of their best players due to injury. So it's an ebb and flow, and if you have usually a down 8 to 10 games in the NBA, and even if you're a 500 team, you're probably the next 10 games going to cover 7 out of 10. I think Miami will win this game here by Probably 6 to 10 points.
That's actually a sound thought there, that if you do have good coaches, you don't just spiral out of control. You figured out, especially against a lesser opponent. All right. You've swayed me on that game. 76ers, by the way, with Jimmy Butler. They're in Orlando tonight. Jimmy Butler's first game, so some people are going to watch that. I think Philadelphia, last I looked, was a 6-point favorite in Orlando tonight. Do you like that game?
Well, usually I will fade a team that loses a star the first game because most people feel that that loss is just too much to overcome in a short sample. But in the long run, usually when you lose a key guy, you can make up for it for one or two games. I think getting someone new added to your roster, especially an all-star, is going to probably get this team excited here. So they played well against Miami. Not a game I'm giving my clients, but I think that they're probably the right side. Orlando doesn't protect the home turf very well, and Philadelphia just has three guys that are pretty much almost unguardable. So let's go with Philly and lay the 6 on the road.
All right, let me move to the NFL. Tomorrow night, Thursday night football, Seahawks host the Packers. Seattle's a 3-point favorite.
Well, as good as Aaron Rodgers is, you see a lot of weaknesses if you watch the Packers last week. And their run defense is dreadful. Their offensive line, they had trouble keeping the Dolphins out. And Seattle's a well-coached team. I mean, after watching the first couple games, I thought this team was in real trouble. But you got to give their coaching staff credit. And Russell Wilson will give their defensive line for the Packers a whole lot of trouble. And they finally have gotten healthy, and they've got two nice running backs. So also traveling on the short week, very, very tough. In college football, you follow these MAC games. Teams playing on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are losing at a high rate, and I think the Packers are up against it here. I like Seattle here.
All right, Seattle laying the points. By the way, Lee Sterling is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You can check out the website, paramountsports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy it, and he won last week, so we're bringing him on again. Let me get to the Miami game on Saturday. The Hurricanes, last I checked, were 5.5-point favorites over Virginia Tech, at Virginia Tech. This line surprised me and Crowder on Monday. We were guessing before we looked at the line what the line would be. We both thought that it would be Canes as underdogs. When we saw Monday, it was like Canes -3. Now it's up to Canes -5.5. What do you think here?
Well, I had made the line somewhere between 3.5 and 4 points, and it came out at 3.5. And then a big syndicate overseas hit the game. And I think they're on the right side. As bad as Miami has looked, I think they've hit rock bottom. Not saying they're going to run the table from here on out, but if you follow Virginia Tech, they were only returning 4 starters at the beginning of the year. They lost their best 2 defensive backs, Mook Reynolds and Adonis Alexander, 2 great names. And then they lost their really only 1 good pass rusher in Trevon Hill. And they just don't want to engage. If you watch the Pitt game, they just didn't want to tackle at all. They're playing out the string. If the game was at night, might be a little bit tougher, but it's a 3:30 afternoon game here. And I think Miami's going to probably run for 230 to 250 yards on them. I had Miami winning this game here 30-23.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. I don't know what to do on this game. I maybe I'll just watch it.
I'm going with Lee.
Maybe I'll just watch it as a fan. Quickly here, some schools that have interest down here. Florida is a 39.5-point favorite over Idaho. You proud of that game, Crowder? 39.5. Would you lay it?
In this game, I think that's the right side. You know, they used to play Montana State, so they upgraded here to Idaho. And I'll actually watch a couple of these FCS teams. They were a Division I team until this fall. And the oddity here is their head coach, Paul Petrino, his son's the quarterback. And Luther Liss, who's one of their assistant coaches, he actually has 2 sons on the team. So usually I don't see 3 sons playing for 2 coaches on a squad, but they don't have the run defense here. You know, they'll probably score 14 points, but Florida will probably score 58. So I like Florida here, 58-14.
All right, there you go, Crowder. Yep. A little something for you. FSU is getting 1.5 from Boston College. Miami fans have seen Boston College and Florida State.
Not a game that I would be involved in, okay, because the quarterback for Boston College, Brown, is listed as questionable, but you still got to side with Boston College. I mean, Florida State, they lose to Clemson by 49, and then you think, okay, they might be able to play with NC State. They lost by 21 points in that game. 29 to Notre Dame here. And Boston College can run the ball, and they just don't make many mistakes here. So I'm going to go with the sound team, even though they lost to Notre Dame, Boston College last weekend. They run the ball, and they stop the run much better than Florida State. Give me Boston College, even with their quarterback probably not playing. They should win this game 30-20.
Quickly, would you lay 51 points with Alabama against the Citadel? Alabama is a 51-point favorite.
And I know you can't stand Nick Saban, nor can many people here in the country. I have no feeling on this game, but if you study Nick Saban, and he has coached against a few of his brethren not in the SEC, some. Like, for instance, this year they played Louisiana. One of his ex-coaches coached for Louisiana. He tends to take it easy on these guys. So there is a way to make money here, Mark, going against your most hated coach.
I would love to.
Because Nick Saban has a heart, so he tries to be nice to his friends and not run the score up on him.
Does not have a heart.
He has a heart. So I always look for the coaching tree. If Nick Saban has coached with a coach that maybe is coaching in the Sun Belt or Conference USA, he has a tendency to take it easy. And he didn't cover three games this year against, Patsies. And so there is a way to make money going against Nick Saban. So something just to think about for the future.
All right. Interesting. All right. Interesting. Yep. I would love to bet against Nick Saban and make money. All right. Quickly, Lee Sterling, three random picks. Your choice.
First one is Arizona in the NFL. It looks like Byron Leftwich, who we last remember was a quarterback, I think, before he retired at Jacksonville, offensive coordinator, and doing a good job at Arizona, getting the ball to a star running back. So I think Arizona's the right side. No one wants to watch much of an Arizona or an Oakland game, but I think that's probably my top play of the week. Also like Middle Tennessee State against Kentucky. I think Kentucky little played out the last 2 weeks. Middle Tennessee has a real good quarterback, also a son of the head coach, Brent Stockstill, completing almost 70% of his passes. They move the change. And my final game, I'm going to go with Kansas State. Could be Bill Snyder's last home game and maybe a little trickery there and on special teams. I like Kansas State plus the points against Texas Tech. Don't like the quarterback for Texas Tech. Think he's a little too reckless.
All right, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website, at Paramount Sports on Twitter. Hopefully you have another winning week. We're off next week, so we won't have you on next week. But the week after, hopefully you can make a return appearance and we can all sing your praises. His random picks, he likes the Arizona Cardinals. He likes Middle Tennessee State. He likes Kansas State against Texas Tech. Alabama Citadel, he likes the Citadel plus the 51. He likes Florida laying the points against Idaho, likes the Hurricanes laying the points against Va Tech. Tomorrow night in the NFL, he likes the Seahawks laying the points. Tonight, he likes the Miami Heat laying the points in Brooklyn, and he likes the Sixers tonight with Jimmy Butler making his debut. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Hope he has another winning week. Man, he makes a compelling case for those games, doesn't he?
He does.
Makes a compelling case. Like, when he said the thing about the Heat being a well-coached team, Valero and I both looked at each other and we're like, huh.
Yeah, I like that bet.
That makes sense. Like they are a well-coached team. Brooklyn's not very good.
They
lost their best player. It would make sense that Eric Spoelstra can get it together for tonight's game.
Makes sense.
All right. Are we going to go back to the game show in the next segment?
Yes, we are.
All right. Back to the game show in the next segment. Your chance to win $50 at Blaze Pizza. Line it up at 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560.